And it's the truth that there is no other religion that makes an article of faith to believe and love Jesus as one of the
That's
mightiest
right.
messengers of God.
Very right. Yes.
But they say now, they say, no, no, you don't love him because you don't accept him as the only begotten Son of God.
Well, that's a John 3:16. It's a Bible verse. For God
so loved
the world, he gave
his
only begotten Son.
What would you say?
Yeah, okay, see, point number one, as we discussed, the Son of God, the concept of Son of God in the Bible has a language. It has a language where it refers to anyone and everyone as Son of God. It refers to Adam as Son of God, David as Son of God, other prophets as Son of God. It says sons and daughters of God. It even says in Book of Romans chapter 8, verse 14, that anyone who believes in God, follows God, is a son of God. It's a metaphor. So everyone's a son of God based on that. But if you look at the original Greek Hebrew word, which the Jews used to believe in, they would translate the word Son of God and they would understand it as servant of God. So as Muslims, we do believe that Jesus is servant of God, and Jesus and every other prophet is servant of God, including me, you, and everyone else. So we are all servants of God. So truly, from the Christian perspective, from the biblical scriptural perspective, Muslims do believe in Jesus the way he should be believed in, that is, the servant of God.